Welcome to episode 271 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. If you've been following my activities lately, you'll know that I recently headed out for a quick overnight hammock camping trip. Now, this was a chance to get the ball rolling on a number of test and review items, as well as giving me the opportunity to slow things down just for a few hours during what had been a very busy week. In this week's show then, I'm sharing a few thoughts about those items of kit, as well as my hammock setup and how I'll be using it on projects coming up throughout the year. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 271. It is just after 20 past nine on a Friday evening as I record this, and as I record this, I am outdoors. Now, if it seems like I'm speaking a little bit more quietly than maybe I would do normally, well, then there's a very good reason for that. If I just stop talking for a moment, there is not a sound to be heard. And that's because I'm in the middle of a woodland, and it is incredibly peaceful here. I'm in my hammock, underneath a tarp, and it's just me. Now, there has been some sounds. There's been the sound of some deer. I've heard owls. I've heard something rustling around. I've heard pheasants. So, you know, there is wildlife around. But essentially, it is just me on my own, just enjoying the peace. Now, the reason I'm out here, well, there are a number of reasons. First of all, I was planning to do a hammock wild camp on my own, probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And at that time, it was a little bit colder, which was ideal because part of what I wanted to do was some test review work with a new sleeping bag, which for the sake of my hammock is used only for a top quilt. That is, rather than sleeping in it, you have it over you like a quilt, and then I have what's known as an underquilt below my backside, and that insulates me from the cold air that moves around there. Now, unfortunately, because of having a cold or a couple of colds one after the other, and commitments and a number of other factors, I actually didn't get to do that trip that I wanted to. So this is kind of, you know, better late than never. Better late than never. This is that trip. Now, as I say, it's not as cold as it was. It is about 13 degrees C tonight, which is not, you know, not too cold particularly. I'm lovely and warm, lovely and snug, but I have brought the sleeping bag that I wanted to be testing, and that is a Vango Force 10 Vulcan minus 12. Now, some might say it's a bit overkill for the temperature, but you know what? I would rather have a nice warm sleeping bag as a top quilt, and not have to have loads and loads of layers of clothing. Like I said, I'm nice and snug. I've got a that's a down-filled sleeping bag. I've also got a down-filled jacket on, and a fleece and trousers and what have you. So I'm lovely and toasty. And, you know, I'm not just here to lie back and have a lovely, relaxing evening, although I will be honest, it is lovely and relaxing. There are a number of things going on here. One is the test and review aspect. There's the sleeping bag. There's also a rucksack that I've got, which is a Vango Force 10 Outlight 35, which is something a little bit different. But then I've got some other items as well. And if you follow me on any of my various channels, or you've followed me for a while, you know that any item that I look at for review has to be used in the course of my activities. So I've got a number of wild camps coming up through the year, some of them specifically using my hammock setup, and I'll talk about that in a while. So, you know, I'm just getting the ball rolling. This is kind of like a, you know, sort of like a first run for a number of items. What I'm going to do is just have a look on my phone, because there are, I took a couple of snaps of some of these items because I knew I wouldn't remember exactly what models and things they are. So just to give you an idea, I'm sort of in my sleeping bag here, and I've told you about the Alplight 35 backpack. Yeah, it's doing a good job so far. It's its first outing today. But one of the other things that I've got, and it's actually sort of just down on my lap, actually, as I sit here, it's a portable power bank, like a portable battery charger for devices such as phones, smartphones, tablets, all that sort of thing. And this one is made by a company called GP. And it is basically enough for 6 full charges, I gather, of your smartphone, which is really good. So I have a very small little charger that does one charge for my iPhone, again made by GP, and it's been incredibly good. It works still, even now, works very well. But through my connections with the company, I was approached and asked whether I'd like to test out the this particular power bank, which is a 15,000 milliamp power bank, and also some of their new rechargeable batteries, which I can't really talk about much at the moment because they are prototypes, as it were. The other thing that I have is a new head torch. I've sent them several torches by a company called Coast. They make knives and lights and multi-tools, that sort of thing. Well, this one is, I gather it's called the FL11. It's a 130 lumen head torch. It's like a dual colour. It's got high and low sort of white light. But it's also got a red light, which is either constant or flashes, and so that's kind of sort of on the test bench, as it were, at the moment. I'm just noting, actually, there's a bit of a breeze starting to come in. I've got, as I'm lying here, this hammock that I'm in, which is the DD Hammocks Frontline. It's part of their super light Frontline range. It has a sort of a built-in mosquito net, and of course this time of year, not really much call for that. And what I could do is I could physically flip the hammock over so that is actually on the underside when it's out of use. But I've got it set up because it'll give me just a little bit more protection from any breeze. Would you to have rain as well at about 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, running through till about 5. So I've got my DD Superlight tarp above me as well. So, you know, nice and cozy. So those items, all of my hammock setup is basically stuff that I've purchased or it's been given to me as presents, Christmas, that sort of thing. I've got their underquilt as well, DD Hammocks underquilt, to keep me warm on the underside there. But there's only one other thing that you kind of, I suppose, could refer to as a test item. It wasn't actually sent to me for review, but you never know, I might actually do a little write-up. It's a really clever thing. It's made by a company called, I think it's Luci or Luci. It's L-U-C-I. And it's the, Lucy or Lucy Colour inflatable solar light. And it's, I suppose it's about, imagine sort of like a cylinder, and it's about, probably about 4 or 5 inches deep. You blow it up in the same way that you would, like with a beach ball. And it's basically, imagine the shape of a cake, you know, it's cylindrical, flat top and bottom. It's like that. And it has this solar panel on top, which obviously, you know, does what it says. It charges the device off the sun there. And it's got a number of settings. It's a number of colour settings. Basically, you press the button. I'll do it now. And it's red. And then each time you press it, it changes. So we've got red, green, blue, purple, yellow. Sort of a bluey white. I suppose turquoise, actually. Sort of a light green, I think it is. More of a white sort of thing. And then they have this setting which is sort of like, it fades on and off, a bit like Christmas lights. It goes between all the different colours. There's also another button here, which when I click it, it tells me how much power is on the thing. So that's really clever. But that's basically it. It's really, really simple. And it packs absolutely flat. So this is the first time that I've tried it. It was actually given to me in a, like a press pack sort of thing, or a goodie bag at some event. And I thought I'd try it. And do you know what? It is really, really good. It offers this really nice, quite gentle spread of light here in the hammock. And what is nice about it is I've actually got the hammock, the tarp, pitched quite steep because we're due to have rain. Now, I haven't got it open at either side for like a porch type of effect. I've kept it sort of quite a sharp angle. But what I found earlier was that from the outside looking towards the hammock and the tarp, you actually can't really see that light shining much through the tarp. So in that regard, it's really quite subtle. Now, just for clarity, the woodland that I'm in at the moment is here in Hampshire, and I actually know the landowner, so I've actually got absolute permission to be here. I actually have free rein to come here whenever I want, which is really, really nice, really handy. But, you know, if you were wild camping and you were sort of setting up under the cover of darkness and all that sort of thing, you know, this light is really good. It's really light, packs flat, like I say, and very handy. So as I sit here, I'm just taking a moment to, you know, just think over things. And it's been a very, very busy week. There's a lot of stuff going through my head at the moment, a lot of business development and ongoing commitments and deadlines and this sort of thing. And one of the things that I have got to do by the end of this week is to submit an article to a magazine. It's a new magazine for West Sussex. And it's all about, this article is all about den building. Now, I will be talking about this in another podcast, maybe next week, because just briefly, last weekend I headed off to a woodland and with a bunch of kids and the parents, and we set up a den, just, you know, sort of with branches and twigs and stuff that were on the ground, just propped them up against a tree, created this sort of den for them, and it was lovely. We got some lovely pictures. I also have to put together a few hundred words, send in some bio information about myself and a mugshot and all that sort of thing, and the deadline for all of that is this week. So one of the things that I had thought I might do whilst I was in the hammock here was to actually just scribble down a draft of my text. Now, as it happens, because of other commitments earlier today, I actually arrived later than I'd planned. So I'll be absolutely honest, I'm kind of anticipating having at least half a day of work tomorrow, so I may not worry about trying to get those words written tonight. I might do, but I'll be honest, I'm starting to feel quite relaxed and quite tired. It's not often these days that I get to have this kind of solitude, sort of on my own, just to sort of lie in a hammock and close my eyes and all that sort of thing. So, like I say, there's kind of the review aspect for this sort of quick little overnighter. There's also just, you know, even if I don't actually write anything, just getting some thoughts together for this article. The pictures are basically edited. The client has chosen the pictures they want. Those are basically edited. So probably tomorrow I will submit those and put together the copy. So I'll just get some thoughts together tonight. I might just do a few bullet points or something. But the other reason that I'm out here, as well as just, you know, enjoying having an overnight little camp out, the other reason is the hammock that I'm in, which is a DD Hammocks Frontline, part of their ultralight range, that was new around Christmas time. And apart from when I went into Woodland with a friend just to sort of kind of explain about hammocks and show him a couple of setups, apart from that, I haven't actually had the chance to, you know, properly use this hammock. And I just wanted the opportunity to kind of, you know, set it up, have a little look, think about what I might, you know, how I want to sort of customize it, make it to my requirements. That is one of the things that I really love about hammock camping, is that there is an infinite number of ways that you can adjust and tailor your setup to exactly what you want. So, you know, as I lie here, I've got the mosquito net, which is built in. That is all zipped up on my right, but on my left it's completely open. And then I've got I can see the tarp there. Now, if I reach up, I can actually pull down. If I want to, I can pull down the mosquito net, and I'd be able to zip it up all the way around. When I do that, of course, it's going to change the sort of the dynamic of the shape a little bit, because it's where it's zipped up, it's pulling the material in different ways. I've actually got a ridge line running along on the inside, hanging off a couple of tabs, one at each end of that mosquito net. And obviously once that is done, it's going to raise that up slightly. So again, little things like this is a first outing. You know, I just kind of wanted to get an idea of my setup and how it's feeling. Now, one of the things that I'm always, it's kind of always on my mind when I'm in my hammock, is thinking about, and it's such a silly thing really, but security of my kit. Now, I'm in my hammock and I'm just lying here, and it is what it is. However, I do have a rucksack, and what do you do with a rucksack? Now, whilst I haven't set it up this evening, I do have what's known as I forget exactly what DD hammocks call it, but it's basically like a gear hammock, as it were. It's like a very small scaled down hammock which hangs underneath the main hammock, and you put your rucksack in there and it keeps it off the ground and all the rest of it. Now, because of the way I've pitched here and where I am, I'm on a slight slope, and there's not a lot of room beneath where my backside is and the ground. In fact, as I lie here, I can touch the ground with my arm, with my hand, as it sort of hangs over the side of the hammock. So at the moment, I've got the rucksack kind of clipped onto the suspension by my head end, and that would be fine, and it probably would be okay. But if the wind or the breeze picks up a bit in the night when it rains, I would imagine that's going to get pretty wet. So what I'll probably do is I'll just bring it and put it sort of underneath for tonight. I've got like a ground sheet. I'll just put it on that underneath me. But and there's nothing really valuable in there. Anything that is of any value is kind of with me in the hammock. So I'm kind of thinking that, you know, I'll put that there. But I'm always a little bit, I'm never quite happy with where I like to put my bag, just so I feel that it is nice and close. But again, as I lie here, it's just giving me the chance to kind of mull over a few ideas and think about how I might tweak it and this, that and the other. Now, the other thing that I had to do this evening, of course, was have dinner. And I know a lot of you like to know sort of what the setup is with equipment in all different areas. Well, I am on this occasion using my Jetboil. It's a Jetboil Sole stove. They don't make it anymore. But I use that just to boil water. So I did that. And then tonight's meal was made as a packet meal by Firepot. And that was the chili con carne with rice, which was lovely. You boil the water, put it in the packet, reseal it, leave it for 15 minutes, and you're good to go. And it was really nice. And this particular one, I think it's something like, let's have a look. I've got it. The empty packet here, 625 calories per pack. So, you know, it's got a fair amount of calories in it. But the important thing when you're camping, of course, is to make sure that you have, you know, good food just before you go to sleep or before you bed in for the night, because that will keep you warm throughout. So I've got that. I may well have a bit of chocolate or maybe a cup of tea or a hot chocolate just before I go to sleep. But yeah, so that's kind of my setup. It's just a really, you know, very low key, low impact overnighter. Now, I don't mind that it's going to rain. In fact, one of my favourite sounds in the world is the sound of rain falling on a tarp or a tent. I just absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. But of course, the downside to that is, even though it's going to rain apparently between 2 and 5 tomorrow morning, that means the tarp is going to be all wet to be put away. Now, what I usually do, such as it is, I shake off as much rain as I can, bundle it up into the dry bag that it lives in, and then the chances are that will probably live on the outside of this backpack as I walk back. Now, when I say walk back, to get here, I've walked along a road, down a bridleway, and then into the woods, because I left my car sort of outside someone's house. Got permission again, because, you know, it's nice to kind of be all above board, and I very much favour transparency. I don't want people to think, well, what's this car suddenly parked here for, and all that sort of thing. I actually said to the lady that answered her door that I was going to take her some flowers. I must remember to do that somewhere as a thank you. So yeah, just very low key, and I can feel that the temperature is starting to drop. So what I'm going to do once I finish this recording is I'm going to get my backpack and put it on the ground sheet underneath me. I'm going to make sure that everything is basically sort of tidied up. I don't spread everything far and wide, but there are a couple of items, like, for example, I've got my stove. I've got something I've got just the other day, actually. It's made by Carrymore. It's like a very small, it basically is like a duffel bag. Like, if you imagine a duffel bag has been shrunk down to be about sort of 10 inches long, it's like that. So it's water resistant, what have you. I think really it's designed for as being a toiletries bag, but on this occasion I've used it for my electronics. So the battery pack, my audio recorder, it's got a couple of pens and bits and bobs in there, and the you know, all that sort of thing. But, you know, that will stay with me in the hammock. But then I've also got, what else have I got down here? I've got like a mesh bag that's got hot chocolate and tea bags and sort of napkins and that sort of thing. Got a dry bag with a couple of bottles of water. I've brought just under 2 litres of water with me, which should be more than enough. That means that I've had enough for the water for my dinner. I could have a cup of tea tonight, cup of tea in the morning, and if I wanted some, just some water in the night, there's enough there for that as well. Just got my walking boots next to me, the stove is there. But yeah, that's basically it. And the way that I'm lying actually is, if I turn my head to the left, I am facing in the direction then of where the sun will be rising in the morning. So that could be really nice. I'm not anticipating that there will be much of a sunrise. I think it's due to just be overcast tomorrow, but you never know, it might just break through the clouds. Could be quite nice. Anyway, so yeah, a bit of a, I suppose, a slightly different recording. This trip is a quick little overnighter. First time in this piece of woodland, so that was another thing I wanted to do, is just to have a look and see if, I might be able to use it in the future for either filming, or if I wanted to do some, bring other people camping. There are a number of people that are interested, all that sort of thing. It was something I just wanted to check out. And I think, there is certainly potential here. Bit of a different recording. There's various things going on this occasion. No doubt there will be other hammock camping podcasts throughout the year, because I'm planning on doing some, like I did in the past, some filming trips, some photography trips, and using the hammock as the sleep system that I favour. And I do use everything from bivy bags and tarps to hammocks to tents and all that sort of thing, as you know. But there we go. So a bit of a sort of a, just a rambling few thoughts tonight. As I sit here, I've got my phone on charge and it's telling me that it's at 91%. So actually that's doing all right, actually. It's, I'm quite impressed by that battery pack so far. It can actually run a couple of devices, and I gather you can... you can use it whilst it's charging as well, which is quite handy. But there we go. So I don't think there's really much more to do. I can feel, like I said, I can feel that it's starting to get a bit cooler now. I would imagine it's probably down to about 11 thereabouts now. I'm definitely going to sort of bed in for the night now and just maybe read, maybe do a few of those notes. So, as ever, if there's anything that you'd like to know more about, or if you have any questions, anything I've talked about, or any issues surrounding camping, or the equipment that I've talked about, or what I might favour, anything like that, do let me know. But for now, I will leave it there.
If you haven't seen it already, be sure to also check out the related posts I wrote on the website in the days following my trip. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.